You're listening to SBS News.
Tearing it up on a makeshift dance floor in a northwest Sydney park isn't where you'd expect to see a university lecturer. But that's exactly where you'll find Dr. Rachel Gunn from Macquarie University's Faculty of Arts. Dr. Gunn says she isn't letting the city's COVID outbreak spoil her Olympic ambitions.
It's exciting. It's still a few years away, but it's also only a few years away. So there's a lot of training to do and I've got a lot of goals that I'm working towards. So I'm just going to keep training hard and just see what happens over the next few years. It'd be awesome to compete at Paris.
In the breakdancing scene, Dr. Gunn is known as B-Girl Ray Gunn. Last year, she was Australia's top-ranked B-girl. When she's not training with her husband Sam, she's researching the history and culture of the dance, which has its roots in the New York neighbourhoods of the 1980s.
Breaking is really inclusive, it is really multicultural, and that's one of the great things about it. You meet people from all different backgrounds and all walks of life. But it has, and this is around the world as well, it has been really male-dominated. I think the Australian scene is really inclusive. I mean, I think I've had a very positive experience because I've always had a boyfriend and a husband in the scene as well, and a crew, so I've really had a strong support network. But I think it is really hard for new girls entering the scene.
Although Australia wasn't represented in the sport's debut at the Youth Olympics in Buenos Aires in 2018, the Australian Olympic Committee says there is a lot of excitement for Paris. The committee's CEO, Matt Carroll, says breaking has the opportunity to attract many new and younger fans in Paris.
They are just exactly like the surfers when they got the news. How fantastic is this? And having watched breakdancing at the Youth Olympics in Buenos Aires, it is exceptionally athletic, and as athletic as many of the other sports in the Olympic Games. And you know, that inspires other young people to take up the sport, well, then it'd be fantastic.
Rachel's fellow crew member, Barduk Huang, has struggled to stay active through the pandemic. But when the dancer known as B-Boy Mighty Duck heard about his sport being added to the Olympics, he was inspired to aim for gold.
During last COVID, I was actually at my heaviest weight, was like 93 kilos. When I found out breaking joined the Olympics, I was like, this is something I want to get to pursue. So within 6 months, I dropped 27 kilos. I was like, I'm going for this.
Having grown up in Western Sydney, B-Boy Mighty Duck says his sport is sometimes misunderstood.
Coming from like an Asian family, my family was like, you can't dance. You've got to like work and this and that. But now I've been doing it for 15 years now. And I told my mum, like, look, I'm going to try to join the Olympics. She's like, okay, just don't hurt yourself. So you know, it's still up and down, you know what I mean?
For the president of the Australian Breaking Association, the Olympics is a chance to look for the country's best talent. But Louis Napolan says the pandemic hasn't helped.
It being a culture, it's very, you know, we gather. We gather, we feed off each other, we experience things together. So that's difficult itself. In terms of running events, it's even more difficult because they're not live events and it's limiting the number of people that can go to the events.
For women, however, the Olympics will be an opportunity to break into a dance style historically dominated by men. That's a barrier which Dr. Gunn has devoted her time to researching.
I've really been interested in the gender politics of the scene. I think it's such an interesting dance style that attracts all these guys, across Australia, around the world. It's a really male-dominated dance style. And so what it is about breaking that attracts men to the dance, and also why are there so few women? What are the barriers to women's participation? And what are some of the things we can learn about breaking that might help us understand some other male-dominated cultures as well?
Despite the barriers that still exist, Dr. Gunn says competitive breaking at Paris 2024 promises to bring the Olympics to a younger audience and an even better opportunity for women to be respected in their own right.
The Olympics, the fact that both men and women are going to have equal opportunity to compete and to gain those medals, that's going to be an amazing opportunity.
An opportunity to inspire dancers from all walks of life. Tysock Husey, SBS News.